Number five, I try to eat something green every day. It's rather embarrassing, but I will admit that even as a nutritionist, I find it hard to eat greens. I did not grow up eating greens, so it's a very foreign concept for me, but I do understand that they are very nutrient dense and it's a good idea to get some greens on a daily basis, especially a variety of greens, you're getting a variety of vitamins and minerals. Now, if you're a beginner, the easiest way to add greens to your diet really is smoothies. I find that that was the best gateway for me to get into the habit of eating greens. Number six, I eat at least 2 to 3 servings of brightly colored fruits and veggies every day. This is my bare minimum, 2 to 3. I usually try to eat more. Why is it important to eat brightly colored fruits and veggies? Well, you may have heard of the term eat the rainbow. Eat the rainbow basically suggests eating fruits and veggies from different colors, because different colors mean they have different phytochemicals, which mean they have different health properties. Some phytochemicals can help with cancer prevention, some can help with liver, some can help with metabolism. There's different reasons to have those phytochemicals, and it's a good idea to get a variety. So I do try to get at least 2 to 3 servings of fruits and veggies from those different groups. Number seven, I listen to relaxing music every evening as a way to wind down. So music has many different health benefits. The science is still emerging, but what I found very interesting is that nature sounds and relaxing music can help reduce stress. It can help reduce the stress hormone called cortisol. If you're interested, the science is in the description box. So I do try to listen to something that's very relaxing, flutes, maybe some nature sounds, rustling of leaves, things like that, a waterfall. Those are all really nice to listen to at the end of the day as a way to wind down.